This is Mark Steiner, and today is March the 4th.
When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says here, 25 cents, go ahead and get yourself something to eat? Go on. Nobody.
That was the voice of the famous vaudevillian actor and comedian Burt Williams. White comics like Eddie Cantor, who used the black world to make themselves famous and wealthy through performing in blackface, called the African-American comedian Burt Williams a comic genius. And the comedian W.C. Fields, often known by many as a racist, called him the funniest man in America. For 26 years, Burt Williams was one of America's top performers. He was born in the Bahamas and was on his way to become a civil engineer, but left to entertain loggers and miners with his comedy, going on the circuit making blackface his own. He produced Broadway musicals like Dahomey and The Son of Ham. He performed before the King of England and is credited with opening the doors for many black comedians he mentored and those who came after him. He collapsed on stage, and a month later, today, in 1922, he died. Three major events happened today in the process of Europeans colonizing this hemisphere. Christopher Columbus, in 1493, sailed back to Lisbon, bringing with him many riches and people he had captured and enslaved who were native people in Americas, and presenting them to the king, saying this is the reason that the New World, as he called it, must be taken before others took it. Over 20 years later, in 1519, Spanish conquistador Hernan Cortes, arrived in Mexico to search for gold and the Aztecs. And 100 years after Christopher Columbus' presentation of treasures from the New World to the king, the Massachusetts Bay Colony was granted a royal charter today in 1628. George Henry Wright left Congress today in 1901. He was the last of the post-Reconstruction black congressmen in office and was forced out of that position. He remained the last African-American to serve in Congress from the South until 1972, over 70 years later. George Henry Wright's father was free and prosperous. His mother was enslaved. He studied Latin, math, and more, and was an early Howard University graduate. In his last speech to Congress, he attempted to censure Southern states who codified the disenfranchisement of blacks. He lost his family wealth when his land was taken, and he left for Philadelphia, where he remained politically active until his death in 1918. And a year before his death, Jeanette Rankin became the first woman to serve in the United States House of Representatives from Montana in 1917. And this was 2 years before the 19th Amendment was ratified. How is that possible? Well, many of the Western Mountain states had already enfranchised women. Her quotes live on today, among them, "If I am remembered for no other act, I want to be remembered as the only woman who ever voted to give women the right to vote." And she was the only member of Congress to vote against going to war after the Pearl Harbor attack. Another political woman first today was Frances Perkins. She became the first woman cabinet secretary in 1933, appointed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Sitting in traffic, you see that red light? Well, yes, it was invented by a black man, that same man who invented the gas mask. When he saw firefighters struggling to breathe, he created this device that made him famous when he used it spontaneously in 1913 to save men trapped in a tunnel under Lake Erie by donning the mask and plunging into the river to rescue those men. His name, Garrett Morgan. He was a philanthropist, an inventor, and civil rights leader, and was born today in 1877. Author Ernest Hemingway finished his novel, The Old Man and the Sea, today in 1952. The book won the Pulitzer Prize. A year later, unfortunately, Hemingway committed suicide in 1961, making The Old Man and the Sea Hemingway's last major work of fiction. And here's a song to think about on this March the 4th. The Beatles' John Lennon was interviewed today by Maureen Cleave of the London Evening Standard in 1966, an interview that will go down in history. He was asked about the popularity of the Beatles, and he said, "Christianity will go. It will vanish and shrink. I do not know which will go first, rock and roll or Christianity. We're more popular than Jesus." The American Bible Belt exploded over this comment throughout the South and Midwest. Conservative groups staged public burnings of Beatle records and memorabilia. Radio stations banned Beatle music, and concert venues canceled performances as well. This is Think for Yourself, a song from the album Rubber Soul, which was released a year before John Lennon made his famous statement. The ruins of the life that you have in mind. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Do what you want to do.